This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that the state of California has taken a greatly misguided step. California has actually passed the most sweeping statewide bill for statewide, that's 40 million people, reparations for slavery. What's wrong with it? What does the bill say? Because they didn't even have official slavery in California for a long time. Basically, slavery was never legal in California, and it only existed in some form of people bringing their slaves into the state for a total of 15 years. We will get to that and the idea of reparations generally. It's also a day when Nancy Pelosi, Californian, speaks out. She has just spoke out suggesting that President Trump is not a political leader. He's the leader of a quasi-religious cult. We will get to that in a moment. We'll also be speaking with Andy McCarthy about Democrats' attempts to discredit and destroy Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We will get to that as well this hour. First of all, Nancy Pelosi, this is cut number three, Jeremy, was on MSNBC, and she was, of course, taking jabs at President Trump, but she also talked about something that she believes, and I agree with her, that the country very much needs. And it might surprise you. Here is the Speaker of the House.
Be prayerful that somebody will intervene today and say, you just tipped the scale too far. One of my prayers is that the Republicans will take back their party. The country needs a strong Republican party that's done so much for our country. And to have it be hijacked as a cult at this time is really a sad thing for America.
Okay, the Republican Party being hijacked as a cult. Let me give at least some evidence that that's not true. Is even those folks who she would consider to be cult followers of President Trump, like Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham, members of the U.S. Senate, members of the U.S. House, Republican leaders, have spoken out, bless them, about a peaceful transition of power. This is one of the dumbest things that Trump doesn't need. It doesn't help him. It makes no sense. It is self-destructive. It destroys and harms the interests of every Republican on the ballot. When President Trump has talked about a peaceful transition of power, he has to say, of course, like every president before me, when the election results are official and they're recognized and they're clear, I assume that I'm going to be returning and making plans for a second term. And by the way, it'd be great to hear some more about the plans for that second term. If I'm not reelected, if Vice President Biden is elected, then of course we'll do everything we can to make sure there's a smooth and successful transition. And he has acknowledged that Barack Obama was gracious to him in meeting with him in the White House and trying to accommodate him. You can pull some of that audio. President Trump was very positive toward Obama's reaction, and he can say he wants to continue the same tradition. And one of the traditions that has grown up over the last 60, 70 years has been the outgoing president leaving a note in the drawer, private handwritten note, of the Resolute desk, with a few words of advice or good wishes for his successor, whoever that successor happens to be. President Obama left that kind of note for Donald J. Trump. President Bush left that kind of note for President Obama. If President Trump is called upon to leave that kind of note for Joe Biden. Well, let's hope it has a positive tone, if that is the way the election plays out. Yes, that's right. Hey, man, why don't you shut up, was what the note to Biden might say. That's right, Jeremy. Or what about Hunter? Something like that. We will see. This California, I just look at this and I shake my head, and it's so appalling. And frankly, it's something that I think most politicians are terribly afraid of touching, but they shouldn't be afraid of it because it's so outrageous. Here's the story from the Los Angeles Times, and the Los Angeles Times is even more biased in its news reporting than the Washington Post or the New York Times. It's way out there and partisan. But with Governor Gavin Newsom's signature, writes Taylor Luna of the Taryn Luna of the L.A. Times. She says, with Governor Gavin Newsom's signature, California became the first state government in the country yesterday to adopt a law to study and develop proposals for potential reparations to descendants of enslaved people and those impacted by slavery. Newsom said the new law and bipartisan support for its passage are proving, quote, a paradigm that we hope will be resonant all across the United States. In other words, they want other states to do the same thing. In a year of national protests against racial injustice, state lawmakers approved Assembly Bill 3121 to force the state to begin to confront its racist history and systemic disparities that persist today. Although California entered the Union as a free state in 1850, and they put free states in quotes, slavery continued there after the state constitution outlawed it in 1849. Slavery was finally abolished by the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution in 1865. In other words, when the state of California, in its very constitution, outlaws slavery as part of the way the state is being organized, it's kind of hard to say that this state that has outlawed slavery from its very origins should somehow pay reparations to descendants of slaves. How are they going to find descendants of slaves who were enslaved in California? Or is it limited to that? The new law creates a task force to recommend appropriate remedies to the state legislature and determine who should be eligible to receive compensation, which advocates hope will become a model in a country where movements to make amends for centuries of slavery have failed to gain traction at the federal level. This is not a move to make up for centuries of slavery. There were no centuries of slavery. There were no even years of slavery in California. And does that mean that it isn't possible that there were some Southerners? They claim in the resolution that during the gold rush, there were some slave owners who, before the state was organized and slavery was outlawed, as it was in California, that before that happened in the 1849-1850 gold rush period, there were some prospectors who came out to the gold rush with slaves. Okay, what happened to them? I don't know. But obviously, when the state was organized and was admitted to the Union in 1850, with a provision in the Constitution that outlaws slavery, then presumably they were freed. California has to come to terms with many of its issues, but it has yet to come to terms with its role in slavery, said Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, Democrat San Diego, the author of Bill 3121. We're talking about really addressing the issue of justice and fairness in this country that we have to address. The bill states that 4 million African people and their descendants were enslaved in the United States from 1619 to 1865. And the practice was constitutionally approved for more than 75 years. It was constitutionally allowed, never approved. And by the way, that's why they never mentioned slavery in the Constitution. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Andy McCarthy coming up with Justice Barrett. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Still negotiating about a stimulus package. It was surprising to me that there was no mention of that in the debates at all on Tuesday night, because this is an important thing, and it's an important thing not just for people who are unemployed, who are suffering in this country. It's not just an important thing to some other kind of paycheck protection program for struggling small businesses. But it's important in terms of business confidence. And honestly, President Trump could help himself. Vice President Biden could help himself. If they would both take a more constructive, direct role in actually getting something out of Congress before the election. There are people who are hurting out there. The White House is now proposing a $400 weekly federal unemployment benefit. They had agreed before to $300. It's now up to $400 as part of its $1.6 trillion stimulus package proposal. That's about double what the Republicans had previously proposed. This would be retroactive, the unemployment benefit, to September 12th. There appears to be early agreement among lawmakers and the White House that any federal benefit should pick up where a program from the administration, the previous program, left off. Okay. Again, I understand that there are a lot of Republicans, most Republicans in the Senate in particular, who are concerned, and rightly so, about the deficit. Another subject that nobody brought up, not Vice President Biden certainly, and not who wants to increase spending, and presumably increase the deficit, not President Trump, who has increased the deficit. I mean, this year it's tripled. It's a disaster. But if they can't negotiate something like this, they did vote at least to keep the government open. That's why the government didn't close down today. That was a good thing. So with that in line, maybe they can make progress on this. They're not going to vote to do national reparations. Just reading this material and this reparations bill in California is so troubling, and it's so problematic because it's getting people's hopes up. And I think this is politically, legally, in every way, it is utterly unworkable. And they say that because there's very little history of slavery in California, I mean very little, that they want this reparations also to cover discrimination that dates back to the very beginnings of the state. Now, the difficulty is that there's also a history of discrimination against Latinos in California. There is. There were bloody riots. They had the Zoot Suit riots where a bunch of people were killed. There's all kinds of stuff. And they're going to go there, too? They're more than double, I think it's about triple, the number of Hispanic people in California as opposed to African-American people, black people. The California legislature, they point out, passed a law in 1963 to ban discrimination on the basis of race in the sale or rental of public housing or apartments. But voters overturned it the following year. Movements to pay reparations, points out the LA Times, have long existed, but no state has approved such a sweeping law to consider ways to make amends for slavery and its effects. The state of Florida paid more than $2 million in reparations to survivors of the 1924 Rosewood Massacre. That's a specific event. White mobs destroyed the black community and killed at least six people. The payments improved in 1994 included $150,000 to each of nine survivors and $500,000 total for their descendants, some of whom were also eligible for scholarships to cover tuition and fees. Okay, you're talking there about specific survivors, about a specific atrocity, which the authorities did not prevent. In fact, they facilitated it. The Rosewood destruction was like the destruction of the Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa, what was called the Black Wall Street, in 1921. It was a horrible race riots. And yes, it's appropriate to acknowledge it. And if they talk about in this commission some form of apology for the state or including material about the history of racism in California, okay, fine. But when you start talking about the kinds of reparation schemes that Robert Johnson of Black Entertainment Television has put forward that would involve trillions and trillions of dollars and very large payments to individuals who are able to prove that they're descended from slaves, first of all, it has to be on a federal level because people are not resident and haven't been resident in some cases for generations in a state in which they may have had an ancestor enslaved. But members of Congress, they report in the Times, have introduced a resolution to establish a commission to study and develop reparations proposals, which was used as a model for Weber's bill in every session since 1989. That resolution has never been passed. It was introduced by John Conyers. It's supported now by Sheila Jackson Lee. The entire concept of attempting to view people of color as somehow less than, is that it's very hard racist. And the idea that black people who suffered real hardships and terrible wrongs, and I believe that slavery was atrocious, it's dastardly, it's wretched, and the suffering was unimaginable for generations. But the idea that, that people 150 years later should be getting a paycheck, I don't think will sell even in California. When we come back, look, this is one of those issues that it just seems to me should unite people in the center and in the far right and in the middle right. And anybody who isn't some kind of extreme militant, secular humanist left-winger. The issue is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. She's been nominated for the Supreme Court. She will be confirmed. There is virtually solid Republican support for her. There's even a possibility that Lisa Murkowski, who doesn't want her nomination to be voted on soon, that Lisa Murkowski could be brought around. So what are the Democrats trying to do? Andy McCarthy is a best-selling author. He is a contributing editor at National Review. And he's a fellow at the National Review Institute and a Fox News contributor, of course. We'll be speaking to former Chief Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy about the Judge Barrett confirmation fight and more coming up.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has renounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues.
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Fox News contributor, contributing editor, National Review, Andrew McCarthy, former chief assistant U.S. attorney, who has been very much part of the history-making and shockingly, blessedly successful counter-terror efforts of the United States of America. Andy, You've just written an important piece on the Supreme Court and the Democratic attempt to discredit Judge Barrett. What surprises you about the nature of that attempt?
Michael, it's great to be with you. And I think it's interesting in that it tells us, I think, the ground has shifted since the Kavanaugh hearing. So it's already very coordinated what they want to do. But I think they are, for the most part, not attacking Judge Barrett personally. They're not going to go after her like they did after Kavanaugh, in part because they can't afford to alienate voters this close to the election, in part because I think she's just not a fit target for that. And what, unfortunately, the White House has handed to them on a silver platter is this inane idea that the Supreme Court is going to throw out Obamacare and that she's being put on the Supreme Court to do that, because that is in their wheelhouse in terms of, I think, the important plus issues for their side. And it gets right to the heart of the anxieties of people who are obviously worried about their health care, worried about the COVID, worried about unemployment. So I don't know why they would give them that issue. And there is no chance, none, zero, that the Supreme Court is going to throw out Obamacare. But because the White House...
By the way, I want to underline that for everybody, because I've been saying it, but you can say it with more authority. There is no chance the Supreme Court will not throw out Obamacare. That is against every bone in John Roberts' ideological body. He believes in judicial modesty. He does not want the Supreme Court to overrule a long-established program that provides people with medical care. We agree, right?
Yeah, I think not only that, Michael, when he didn't do it the first time around, there was a very strong constitutional argument against it. This argument, I won't call it frivolous, but it's weak. And I everybody says it's all about whether they'll find the part that the judge in Texas found to be unconstitutional, whether they'll find that part unconstitutional and sever it from the rest of the statute. And I'm not even sure they're going to go along with the judge in Texas in terms of finding that it's unconstitutional, or there's zero chance the Supreme Court is throwing out Obamacare.
Right, which is a good thing, which should take that issue away from Democrats. Let me ask you this. You heard the debate the other night, and you heard that President Trump said he was counting on the Supreme Court to look over the ballots after the election, and that's why he wanted to put Judge Barrett on the court. Yeah. You think that's a helpful comment?
No, of course not. And I have to say, I ran a U.S. attorney's office or a satellite U.S. attorney's office for 5 years. And one of the things that I learned that I hadn't while I was down in Manhattan, this was in upstate New York, is there's very little federal law can do about elections, at least in the first rounds, because we don't have one big national election. We have 50 state elections. And most of it is state law, and every time elections come around, the Justice Department will do a little saber rattling, but there's not really a lot of jurisdiction to do anything. And if we get to the point where the Supreme Court is involved, we're going to be in a bad place. So I hope that won't happen.
Well, they're also not going to be looking over ballots. It's not the Supreme Court's job to review evidence, right?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Okay. With 30 days left, don't you think that the more attention we can pay to Judge Barrett and any Democratic attempt to discredit her, that that's a winner for Republicans everywhere?
Yes, that's why I think they'll soft pedal that. Yeah, I don't think they're going to go after her personally. I think what they're going to try to do, Michael, is attack the legitimacy of the process. And try to remind people that, Merrick Garland never got a hearing and, McConnell said this then and he's saying that now. And, I think they'll do that song and dance. But Judge Barrett is just, she's not a good fit for what they did to Kavanaugh. And I don't think they would even have done what they did to Kavanaugh if it was this close to a presidential election.
Well, they're also not going to talk about the dogma living loudly within her or under other things that might attack her for being a devout Catholic. The hearings are scheduled to begin, I believe, Lindsey Graham says, October 14th, which is like 2 weeks from now, right?
Right. Yeah. But that would still put her, I think they said that John Paul Stevens was confirmed in 19 days. And I believe Justice Ginsburg was less than 40 days, if I'm remembering this right. So it's, it's fast for what nominations have become in this very contentious era, but it's certainly not unprecedented to move that quickly. And they did just confirm her to the Seventh Circuit 3 years ago, so it's not like they have to...
Yeah, with five Democrats voting for her confirmation. Andy, what about the idea that the Democrats are saying they may not show up for the confirmation hearings? You think that's a good political strategy?
It's a dumb political strategy because, I'm glad I looked at this about a day ago, but the Constitution says that if you have a majority, you have a quorum. So the Republicans, they can't stop the hearing from happening. So they might as well go to the hearing and do their thing. If there's a majority, then under the Constitution, the Senate has a quorum to do business. So they can't shut the hearing down by not showing up.
Yeah, and you see no reason. I mean, what I hear from everybody on Capitol Hill is that this is a done deal. The votes are there. she will be confirmed unless they discover she's a secret axe murderer, which is probably unlikely.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I think that's right. I also wouldn't go to sleep on them. Remember, Kavanaugh looked like he was sailing to confirmation, too. And then at the very end of his first round, what turned out to be his first round of testimony, Dianne Feinstein dropped that bomb on the proceeding, and then we were off to the races. So I wouldn't sleep on them, but I think you're right. I think she's going to get confirmed.
You can read Andy McCarthy's most recent piece about the strategies and the attacks on Justice, soon to be Justice, currently Judge Amy Coney Barrett. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, Andy mentioned Justice Ginsburg. There's a film that came out a couple of years ago, which is more watchable than you might think. I don't know about the documentary about Justice Ginsburg. I'm talking about a fiction film where she's played by a very glamorous actress. Okay, as a young woman, she is played by Felicity Jones. And Armie Hammer is in the film as well. We will be telling you a little bit about that movie, which is called On the Basis of Sex, and also tell you about why it is that Japan Air is banning the phrase "ladies and gentlemen." What's wrong with the phrase "ladies and gentlemen"? Really? And we will also talk about protesters gathering around hotels to lecture guests about what? Well, just try to guess. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVed History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We do have a diversity, multiculturalism update in just a few moments. But first, before we do, the very latest on the peaceful protesters who have made Portland such a wonderful destination. And there's a new movie coming out. We'll review it tomorrow, called She's in Portland. But they shot the movie before Portland became notorious for basically complete social breakdown, lack of any law and order, complete political breakdown. The only reason that you can look at this is that it makes Seattle look less crazy by comparison. But there were protesters who decided to, quote, hit a number of hotels on a street in downtown Portland last night. And they had a very important, uplifting, cheerful message to the guests who were staying in these Portland hotels, which are, of course, struggling to survive in an era of a coronavirus. Here's what it sounded like. Listen.
It is incredibly disrespectful for all of you to be up here, and you are so privileged. There is a memorial for a man who was killed, and you think it's more important to watch TV. That is their priority. So get your priorities straight. This isn't a joke. This is our family. This is our life. I see them opening and closing their minds like this is an inconvenience for you. My life is an inconvenience for some people, and that is not okay. It just, it makes me so angry. It makes me so angry. It hurts. It hurts about what is going on.
Okay. People aren't coming out of their hotels to join the demonstrators and having the time of their lives. I don't know. Maybe it's just they're afraid of the COVID-19. But really, this is pathetic, and it leads to something else that's kind of pathetic. It's a one of our periodic tributes to diversity in action. Listen.
Celebration of diversity in action.
I am a Lord.
It's
it's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
Imagine all the people.
In harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, this is a message from Japan Airlines. And they said that they would retire the objectionable phrase, ladies and gentlemen, from in-flight announcements. You know, like it says, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing our dinner service now. Japan Airlines, pretty good outfit. Why are they doing this? Okay, they're only doing it in English. They're not doing it in Japanese. They still are going to say the equivalent of ladies and gentlemen in Japanese. But in English, because they've had objections because the language ladies and gentlemen isn't inclusive enough. This announcement on Monday appeared to be the first for any Japanese carrier, as airlines and subway systems around the world have been phasing out a gender-specific language. In 2017, British officials said that they were dropping ladies and gentlemen on the London Underground announcements and substituting hello, everyone. Now the Japan Airlines spokesman, who is named Mark Morimoto, said that greetings and announcements in English at the airport and in the cabin would use gender-neutral language such as all passengers or everyone. And they would avoid gender-specific phrases altogether in English. Quote, we aspire to be a company where we can create a positive atmosphere and treat everyone, including our customers, with respect. The airline's small, this is the New York Times reporting, some might say token step toward more gender-inclusive language is effectively targeted at non-Japanese passengers. Japan remains a conservative country in which lawmakers have resisted recognizing same-sex marriage or transgender rights, quote, even as public support has soared. Well, there you have it. Look, the idea that this is popular or meaningful in any way, it's extremely strange, and it makes no sense. You know what else makes no sense? Chuck Schumer, who has to be looking at the national race and trying to see, well, what can I do to louse it up? And he's doing that fairly effectively. This is clip number one. And look, the one thing is when a race is going in your direction, and the polling shows that Biden doesn't have an insurmountable lead, it could still be very close. But Joe Biden is on the verge of a pretty tough lead. But Chuck Schumer wants to do everything he can to undermine it. Listen.
We are using all the tactics we can to slow the thing down.
Would that include adding, if the Senate becomes a Democratic majority, adding D.C. and Puerto Rico as states and ending the filibuster?
I would, believe me, on D.C. and Puerto Rico, particularly if Puerto Rico votes for it, D.C. already has voted for it and wants it. I'd love to make them states.
Okay.
And as for the filibuster, I'm not busting my chops to become majority leader, to do very little or nothing. We are going to get a whole lot done, and as I've said, everything is on the table.
Okay, everything is on the table. This is not the way to win middle-of-the-road voters. The whole idea of Washington, D.C. as its own state, first of all, it's going to have gigantic constitutional problems because there is a federal capital that is set up as part of the Constitution. They also, there's a constitutional provision that right now allows D.C. to have electoral votes. And the idea of Washington, D.C. as a federal capital, here's the problem with it, is the federal government is different from state governments. And basically, if you have Washington, D.C. as the federal capital, it's so utterly dominated by the interests of keeping power on the federal level that giving some of that counterbalancing state power to a state of Washington, D.C. or a state of Columbia, whatever they call it, is wild. Speaking of wild, a film that's not exactly wild, but it is about a liberal icon who recently passed, and it's actually a somewhat watchable film. It came out a couple of years ago, and with a capable cast on an interesting case. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
As the nation honors the memory of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there are many movie lovers who will enjoy a 2018 film about the eventful and early years of her career. It stars the fine British actor Felicity Jones, and it's called On the Basis of Sex. Streaming on Showtime and available to rent on various platforms on video and demand.
Protests are important, but changing the culture means nothing if the law doesn't change.
One of this film's accomplishments is it makes fairly complicated legal arguments comprehensible and compelling. As the young Ginsburg struggles through law school with a very sick husband and then takes the case of a single male who's faced discrimination on the basis of sex. The movie's consistently compelling, and the real Justice Ginsburg makes a brief appearance at the very end. Rated PG-13 for brief adult language. 3 stars for On the Basis of Sex. And is it a balanced view of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? No, it's an admiring view. But again, this is not somebody who should be taken lightly. I mean, I think that some of the genuine mourning honoring Justice Ginsburg is an indication of that. It's a perfectly decent film. And surprisingly well-acted, despite the fact that the resemblance between Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even as a young woman, and Felicity Jones is not easily discernible. Next time on the MedVed Show, we have a patriotism gap. Why? We'll talk to author Mary Eberstadt next time. She wrote a provocative column on the subject. There is a major city that is now banning unhealthy food in supermarket checkout lines. And the Associated Press style book doesn't want the word riot to be used, even to describe riots. Why not? We'll talk about it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.